We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Simone Oif Toher, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Aleph. Nimtzo Shemalach Memtes, Shubachinas Yehuda Tato, Hubachinas Oif. Rabbein Azal pointed out in Torah Yud Aleph and Likutei Moran that the angel that's known as the Malach Memtes, that's mentioned in the Gemara and the Zohar HaKodesh, corresponds to Yehuda Tato, corresponds to Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusei Ve'elam Voed, and is also referred to as Oif. V'chein Ison, this is actually what's written in the Tikkuni Zohar, Shemalach Memtes Hu Memuna Al Hoifois, that this angel is appointed over the birds. V'shezeu B'chinas V'oif Ye'oifei Fal Horetz Shemarame Is Al Malochim Shem B'chinas Malach Memtes. And this is also related to the pasuk that speaks about birds flying, which is a remez to malachim, as it says in Medrash Rabbah, Shehim b'chinas malach memtes, v'yichud tato ze b'chinas boruch shem kvod malchus olam voed, shehu chof dalad asvon. The sentence boruch shem kvod malchus olam voed is exactly 24 letters. Shehim b'chinas chof dalad sforan d'oraisa, corresponding to the 24 books of the Torah Shebichsav. U'kishepoig ben chas v'shalom bebechinas yichud tato, and when a person is chas v'shalom poigim in this yichud tato, mishtal shel chas v'shalom bebechinas chof dalet oifois tmeim, then the situation, the number 24, instead of representing a positive thing, the 24 books of the Torah, the 24 switches to the 24 non-kosher species of birds. Ki ezeh l'umazeh, because Hashem always makes the Kedusha and the opposite side relatively equal. Ki shom shoyresh b'chinas oifos, b'chinas yichud tato, b'chinas chof dalet oisi shel bor shem kvad m'chus olam v'ed. Ve'zeh l'umazeh. Al kein yesh keneged zeh ba'sitrachro oifos t'meim. This is why corresponding to this symbolism of Kedusha, on the side of Kedusha, we have a 24. We have the 24 letters of Baruch Shem Kved Mechus Olam Voed. We have the 24 books of the Torah. Lahavdil, in the Sitra Achra, we have a 24 of Tumah. V'zeh Shemuva B'Sforim, and this is why it's brought in the writings of the Arizal, Shal Yidei Pegam HaBris Chas V'Shalom, Nasen Chas V'Shalom Chof Dalet Oifois Tmeim. That When Chas V'Shalom, people are poigim in the bris, this generates these 24 species of non-kosher birds. Hainu kanal, this goes back to what we mentioned. Ki pegam ha-bris, ikar ha-pegam hu bebechinas yichud tato, sheshom ikar shmiras ha-bris. Because as Rabbein Azal explains over there in chapter 11 in Likutei Moran, when he speaks about this Yehuda Ilon, Yehuda Tato, he says this refers to two different levels, two different madregas of Tikkun HaBris. The Yehuda Tato is the madrega of Tikkun HaBris that relates to most people, which means a person abiding by the halachas of the Torah, marrying a woman that he's permitted to marry, living with her during the times that she's kosher, etc., without any further restrictions. That's Yichud Tato. Yichud Ilo refers to a higher level, the way Talmidei Chachamim conduct themselves, where they limit, even within the realm of kosher, even within the realm of what's permissible, they limit themselves even further, from Shabbos to Shabbos, that kind of concept. So Rav Nosson Zal says here that this is b'chinas Yichud Tato Sheshom Iker Shmiras HaBris. That's where the standard level of Shmiras HaBris is. Shehu Lishmor Atzmoy Kipshutoy Levli Lotzeis Midinei Torah Chas V'Shom, which is for the person to follow the halacha regarding the laws of Shmiras HaBris, not to go out of bounds. U'kishe Poigmin Bozeh Chas V'Shom, and when a Jew is poigim in bris, within the framework of halacha, poigmen bebechinas yichud tato. He's being poigim in this lower yichud, which is bebechinas chof dalet asvon shel baruch shem kved malchus olam voed, which is represented by the 24 letters of baruch shem kved malchus olam voed. Vayidei zeh mishtal shel v'nase chas v'shalom bechinas chof dalet minei oifo is tmeim kanal. And what happens is, it can switch from Kedusha to the other side, from Eichud Tato, going into the realm of non-kosher, the realm of Tameh, these 24 non-kosher birds. This is based on the Tikkuni Zohar. This is based on Kabbalistic concepts, what Rav Nosson Zal is saying here now. It's not just, well, this happens to be 24, that happens to be 24, so it's a shidduch. It's nothing like that. In the Tikkuni Zohar, we see the connection between the Malachim and the birds, and the Malach Memtes, and the Malachim who represent this Yichud Tato, and how that corresponds to a certain level of Tikkun HaBris, etc. V'alkein Iker HaBirur Bein Oif Tomei LeToher Hualidei HaDibur Daika. And this is why the way that we distinguish between kosher birds and non-kosher birds is through dibur, by being told by the right authority which is the right, which is kosher, which is non-kosher. Kama Shomra Zala, as the Gemara says in Chulin, Daf Samach Gimel, Oif Tohor Nechol Bamasoiris. That as far as eating a kosher species of bird, the way you would know that it's kosher is Bamasoiris, that you heard it from an authority, who heard it from an authority, etc. Dahainu shemoiser echod l'chaveroi pel peh shezeho iftor, meaning that a Jew told another Jew verbally that this bird is from a kosher species. Ki hadibur hu bechinas tziparto kanal, because dibur is also associated with birds. We said birds are known as chatterboxes. Bechinas oifois shemefatfetim bekoilan. Rav Nosson Zal says this is the concept of this Malach Memtes, who is referred to as Oif, who symbolizes the Eitz Hadas Toivora, which corresponds to these six sections of Mishnah, which are also a concept of Toivora, kosher posel, tomei toher, osur mutar, which is Torah Shebal Peh, which is where we clarify between what's pure, what's impure, what's right and wrong. Ki ikar habirur al yedei hadibur bepeh daiko, because we know that dibur comes from the mouth. Bechinas ki chayim heim lamoitziyeh bepeh daiko, as we mentioned earlier. The Torah gives life to those who verbalize it, who speak the words. Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. We see that a major section of the Torah is called Torah Shebal Peh, with the mouth. V'alkein yefshel adas shum din upsak midin ha-Torah de ha-Torah shebichsav levad. And this is why it's impossible for a Jew to really know a halacha, to know how to conduct himself in Torah, based on the written Torah alone. Ki ma'idei Torah Shebal Peh. It's only through Torah Shebal Peh, shubichinas dibur ha-peh, she'ikar habirur al yedei dibur daika, because the main birur is done through dibur. Shubichinas dibur ha-peh, she'ikar, exactly, ki ha-dibur hubichinas sipartanal de koyat karsulei, because dibur corresponds to that bird that Rabbein Zal speaks about in that Torah Likutimran, where he tells over a story from the Gemara about a bird which was standing up to its feet in water. Hainu shehadibur yoyreid ad bechinas raglin umevara mishom kol habirurim. Rabbein Zal explains over there that symbolism that the dibur is something that has the ability to go down to the lowest levels and be able to fix what needs to be fixed there, to be able to sort out good from bad. V'alkein al yedei hadibur yecholin lotzeis mimadrega p'chuso shvola. And this is why through dibur, by speaking words of Torah, by speaking words of Kedusha, a person can be zeichet to exit from a very low level. Ki hadibur meir b'chol mokoim umevara hatoiv minorad einu ator min atomei. Because the dibur shines in all places, even in the lowest places, even in the darkest places. And it helps a person be able to sort out good from bad, tohar from tomei. Umachmas shoifois heim b'chinas malach memtes, b'chinas yichud atato, sheshom ikar habirur shel b'chinas eitz hadas toivora, sh'b'chinas malach memtes, because birds are associated with this Malach Memtes, with this Yichud Tato, where the main birur of Toiv and Ra is taking place. That's why we're only allowed to eat birds that we've received a verbal tradition to know that these are a kosher species. Because that which distinguishes, that which helps sort out kosher from non-kosher, is dibur, is this dibur. Kibaloya dibur kosher lisma, which is bechina sipur. Kibaloya dibur kosher lisma chal simonim levad. Because without verbal confirmation that this bird is a kosher species, it's difficult to rely on signs, identification signs. Kishom motzui litois benoifim tmeim utoirim. There it's easy, relatively easy, to make a mistake between a kosher bird and non-kosher bird. Because we said birds are associated with the Eitz Hadas, where the good and bad are mixed up with each other. They're not separate. They're not easy to differentiate. And because birds are very much associated with the Eitz Hadas, where good and bad are mixed together, Alkein Koshel of Arom. That's why it's difficult to differentiate there. Levarer bein ator v'atomei kiim al yedei adibur, other than through dibur, through verbal confirmation. Ki hadibur mevarer hakoil, because dibur has the ability to sort out everything. Ki hadibur ubechinas tziparta, that tzipor sheyoyred ad lamato, which reaches all the way down, it sorts out, it elevates, it shines in all places. And that's how we can learn the differences between kosher birds and, you know, birds from a kosher species and birds that are from a non-kosher species. And this is why the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Chavches, Al Yoinasin ben Uziel, about the great Tana Yoinasin ben Uziel, Keshaya Oisik ba Torah, that when he would be studying Torah, he was on so high a level spiritually that Oif HaPoireach Miyad Nisrof, that a bird that was flying overhead would be barbecued, would be deep fried in a second, burnt. Rav Nosson Zal says, Oif ha-poireach daiko. Look what the Gemara says, a bird that flies. Ki dibur ha-toiro ze b'chinas tziparto now. Because we said that the words of Torah that a person is learning are correspond to birds. Birds represent dibur. B'chinas oif ha-poireach. V'alkein, ki shaloim dim b'gdusha. And therefore, when a person learns with the proper holiness, and the person plugs into the source of where dibur digdusha comes from, which is from birds, from alochim, through that any bird that's flying overhead gets zapped, becomes botel. Because they are rooted in Torah. V'chol dovar mizbatel etzel sharoshoi, and everything becomes batel to its roots. Where everything is drawn to its roots, and that's where it connects. V'alkein oif ha-poireach nisra v'nizbatel al yidei dibur ha-toiro she'isher b'chinas oifes. And therefore, a bird that flew overhead, when this great Tana Yonasan ben Uziel was learning, the bird would be burnt immediately, meaning it would become botel through his words of Torah, which are the source of where oifos come from. Oifos, their source in kiddusha is from dibur. It connects to the dibur and becomes botel there. On this Gemara, there are many different beautiful interpretations. I once heard from my Rebbe Zichron Avrocha, Rav Rosenfeld, who said his own chiddush on this. The Gemara says that any time a Jew does a mitzvah, he creates a positive angel, a positive malach. When he does a sin, he creates an angel of destruction, malachi chabola, a negative angel. So now angels, we know that there are different levels of angels. Angels are not all the same. There's oifanim, there's chayos, there's srofim. The highest possible angel in heaven is a sorof. Sorof is the highest level. Now, depending on what madrega of mitzvah a person does, depending on the quality of a person's mitzvah, that determines whether it's a single or a double or a triple or a home run or a grand slam, whether he creates a malach with 1,000 watts or a malach of 1,000,000,000 watts. So he said that the Gemara says about this Tana, Rabbi Yonasan ben Uzziel, that he would learn, when he would learn Torah, kol oif ha-poireach olov, every bird, oif means malach, we saw here, every angel that flew, olov means over him, and olov also means because of him, because of him. Every bird that was generated from his Torah, miyad nisraf, was immediately a sorof, was immediately a grand slam. In other words, when he created an angel, the angels that were created from his learning were tens right away. There was no single, double, triple. It was a home run right away each time. Paragraph Beis, the final paragraph of this halacha. V'yalkein, noyach hatzadik, kisherotzo lodas, im kvar nichnu v'nizbatlu meimei hamabul, sholach es ha'oifois lachgur v'lei dal yodom daiko. This was last week's Parsha. We just read this a few days ago, Parshas Noach, where the Torah tells us that after the flood, when Noach wanted to find out, he wanted to investigate what the situation was, what the weather was like outside, whether the water had all dried up or not, he sent birds specifically as his agents. Kimei hamabul zebichinas pegamabris, because we know the Torah tells us that the flood, one of the main reasons for the Mabul was Pigama Bris. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ki hishchis kol bosor es darko yal oretz, that the people were doing terrible, terrible types of Pigama Bris. V'noyach hoyot tzadik. And the Torah tells us that Noach was a tzadik. That's the word that's used in the Pasuk. V'tzadik human denotar bris. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the title tzadik refers specifically to Shmiras HaBris. V'zoch lebechina Shmiras HaBris b'shnei abechinois. Noach was zoich et Shmiras HaBris on both levels. Bechinas yichudei lo v'yichudatato. Bechinas eile toildois Noach, Noach. It mentions his name twice. And the Zohar HaKadosh says in Parshas Noach, Noach le'elo, Noach le'sato. That what the Torah mentions his name twice to show that there was a Noach le'elo, Noach le'sato. Hainu b'chinas yichud ilo v'yichud tato. Implying that Noach HaTzadik was zoiche to turn on both of these lights, the yichud tato and yichud ilo. V'alkein nitzol mimei amabul. This explains why he was rescued from the flood. V'hatzolosoi hoyo al yedei ha-teva. How was he saved? Through the ark, the teva. V'tevas noyach zebechinas diburim kedoshim. The word teva means word. The term teva refers to holy dibur, kemuva, as is brought in the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh and other sforim that write about this. Ki hadibur meir b'chol mokoim u'mizgaber u'machnia mei amabul. Because dibur of Kedusha, when a Jew is seichet to speak words of Torah, words of hisboididus, words of Torah, tefillah, diburim of Kedusha, that's the most, one of the most powerful lights. And that, when the person is steeped in darkness, when the person has fallen into tumah, into mud, into averos, he's in a tunnel and there's no lights there, and he starts speaking Diburim of Kedusha, each one of those Diburim of Kedusha is a flashlight. It's a tremendous bright light. We mentioned before, Psach picha v'yo'iru dvorecha. Open your mouth and your words will glow, they'll shine. Bebechinas v'telech ha'tevo al pnei amayim. As the Pasuk says, the ark went above the water. It floated on top of the water. That the teva, the dibur of Kedusha, goes above them. It's above, it's superior to the mabul. Ki hadibur ubechinas tziparta dekoyat karsu lebamaya v'reishim otel etzeis shmaya. Because as we said before, in the story that Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there in Likut Imran, he says that the dibur represents a bird that's standing in water, and again, the water reaches just up to its feet. But the head of the bird reaches up to the heaven. That's this dibur of Kedusha that can reach down to the raglin, to the lowest levels, and at the same time, it's up on in the highest places. V'alkein kisherotza noyach lodas im kalo me'amabul, and therefore when Noyach wanted to find out if the waters of the Mabul had receded, im nichna hora, meaning if the ra was subdued, v'hischil isor l'snoitzet seizetoiv, and there's some good starting to happen, he wanted to know if the sun was starting to come out, if things were lightening up, sholach eshoif, he sent a bird, dahainu hayoina, the dove, lirois hakalu hamayim, to see if the waters had subsided. Ki ho'oifois, heim bebechinas dibor, bechinas siparto, shaydeze, ikar habiro shaleitzadas toivora. Because we said oifois represent dibor, which is referred to as tzipor over there in that Torah Likud Imran, through which the main birur of toivora comes about. Ki hadibor meir bechol mokoim. Because dibor is a thing that has the ability to reach even into those places where there's a lot of ra, and help extract the toy from there, sort out the toy from the ra. Baruch Hashem, with this we conclude Halacha Gimel.